All rise except for the family.
Covers the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom of God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and authority and power, for he must reign till he has put all enemy under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death, for he has put all things under his feet. But when he said all things are put under him, it is manifest that he is accepted, which did put all things under him. And when all things shall be subdued under him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things unto him, that God may be all in all. Else what shall they do which are baptized for the dead, if the dead not be raised at all? Why are they then baptized for the dead? And they stand, we in jeopardy every hour.
Beautiful life.
of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. At this time, we have the honor of God to come for the presentation of the flag. To God be the glory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. As we have the men's choir come, hallelujah, our male chorus come, brother. Hallelujah, what a selection.
Let me see.
Another day, hallelujah, that God has given us to praise him. Even in the midst, hallelujah, our love and condolence goes to the Stewart family, hallelujah. As we thank and praise God for you, we, hallelujah, like to honor, hallelujah, the pastor here, the New Hope, hallelujah, Missionary Baptist, hallelujah, Pastor Rab Sneed, hallelujah. And we praise God for all the clergy, ministers, hallelujah. And we just want to send love to each and every one, hallelujah. Because Deacon Robert, hallelujah, said he was ready. And we are ready to praise God, hallelujah, for how he kept him. He's 81 years. Wouldn't it be good? Wouldn't it be good just to make it? Hallelujah. So I know his name was written in the Lamb Book of Life. As we go forth, hallelujah, we will have the reading of the scriptures, the Old Testament coming from Reverend Leonard Jones, the New Testament from Reverend Yvonne Vons, and then we'll have prayer, hallelujah, from Pastor Aaron McDonald. In that order, hallelujah, as they come forth.
Amen. Through your grace, Jesus do have courage. I've come to you with the Old Testament. 27th chapter of Psalm, the 4th and the 5th verse. One thing I have asked from the Lord, that I shall seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to meditate in his temple. For on the day of trouble, we will consider me in his tabernacle. He will hide me in the secret place. O his temple, he will lift up on a rock. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of the word and be blessed by the family. Thank you.
Good morning and God bless the Stewart family. You know we love y'all very much. God bless you. I stood to read John chapter 14, beginning at verse 1 through verse 3. Amen. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. May the Lord bless the family, the hearer and the doer of his most holy words. Amen.
Amen. To the Stewart family, our condolences. I'm just going to come with the word of prayer of comfort. Amen. God, we come today saying thank you, God. Thank you, God, for allowing us to be here today, Lord God, to celebrate the life, Lord God, of Deacon Robert, Lord God. God, you gave him more than you promised us, Lord God, because you promised us 70, God, but you gave him 11 more, God. So we say thank you on today, God. Thank you for believing your son, Jesus Christ, Lord God, and his Holy Spirit, God, to comfort us, God. Only you know, God, what they go through, God, in the midnight hour, Lord God. You know the pain, God. You know, Lord God, the struggle, Lord God. But you said you would never leave us nor forsake us, God, but that you would be with us, Lord God, always, God. And we thank you for that, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you give us peace that surpasses all understanding, Lord God. Lord God, when we think we don't know what else to do, God, you step right in, Lord God, and you give us comfort, Lord God. And for that, we say thank you on today, God. We know, Lord God, that the days ahead may seem hard, Lord God, that the days ahead, Lord God, may seem unknowable, Lord God, but we thank you on today, Lord God, because you already know what's in store, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your comforter, God. We thank you for the peace that surpasses all understanding, God, and on today, we're going to give you thanks, God. We're going to mourn, God, but with a thankful heart, Lord God, that you allowed us to spend time with him, Lord God, to the family, Lord God, to the friends, Lord God, to the children, Lord God. We thank you on today, Lord God, and we say nothing else, God, but we give your name praise and glory, God. Thank you for your comforter, God. Thank you for leading and guiding us, Lord God, directing our footsteps along the way, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. Amen and amen.
We want to give God the glory. Hallelujah. We have understood that God, hallelujah, protects us and keeps us. Hallelujah. Not just on this side, but on the other side. You want to be in the bosom of Abraham. I want to be in the bosom of Jesus Christ, my Lord. So we come today. Hallelujah, knowing, hallelujah, we can look to the heavens and see him in the bosom of the Lord. He's, hallelujah, waiting for that great day we all shall come together and shout the victory. Amen. Well, at this time, hallelujah, we want to continue. Because I know, hallelujah, Deacon Stewart loved to hear some music. Hallelujah. For those 2 years, over 3 years, he would come on the phone line with us and sing hallelujah and just glorify God. So we're going to sing some more. Let's praise God. Hallelujah. Let our hearts be filled with joy. Amen. So as we bring forth, hallelujah, Deacon Ray Davis, hallelujah. Amen. To bring us a selection. Hallelujah.
First, let me say to the family, I love you. I thank God for Deacon Robert Stewart. He helped me along the way. When I first became a deacon, he took me and he helped train me. He gave me books and taught me when to pray, how to pray, when to go to the nursing homes, how long to stay. He taught me so much. He would call me on the phone and sometimes chastise me on things that I thought I was doing right, but he said, I'm doing it out of love. I thank God for him, and I thank God for the family. When I last spoke to him, I would often go to the house sometime, and we would sit and talk, and we would sing. And he would sing, I would sing, but there was a song that would stir his spirit sometime when we sing. And if you would bear with me for a moment, we're going to do some of that. The song said, the storm is passing over. The storm is passing over. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, for I know the storm is
Because he came in us. So we come to glory. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. As we prepare to hear from the White family and the grandkids, hallelujah, poem of comfort. Hallelujah. They are prepared. Amen. Hallelujah. We have a mic. Hallelujah.
Amen. We have the honor and privilege of delivering a poem that we just think speak volume to today. So the poem is titled, No Tears in Heaven. There are no tears in heaven, nor grief of any kind. I leave this final teardrop to those I left behind. Though I'm absent from the body, I am present with the Lord. The joy of my salvation is my full reward. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. The word of God is in everything. Hallelujah. It's one thing I know that you can't love somebody without having love, having God in it, because he is love. So we want to continue in love. Hallelujah. Today we have asking for those who have reflection. Hallelujah. And want to have it down to about 2 minutes for our time. What I'd like to first ask is Reverend Raymond Kaufman. Hallelujah. The chaplain at Wellstar Hospital will come forth. Amen.
Everyone, and I send my greetings to the Stewart family, who I've known for many, many years, and especially to his wife of over 40 years. That's an accomplishment. I'm here today for some reflection. And I wanted to share with you, I'm the chaplain and manager of spiritual health at Wellstar Cobb Hospital. And I've been there over 25 years, and I started a volunteer program. And when I first went there, I started a volunteer program. I didn't go out into the community and recruit people. I stayed back and I prayed. And I said, Lord, you're going to send me the people who we need as volunteers. And one day, I can't remember how it happened, but Robert Stewart came into my office, and he says, I feel called for this hospital ministry, and I'd like to be a part of your team. Well, Robert and I became fast friends. He became a volunteer, and Robert had just retired, and the thing about Robert is that he had a purpose. You know, some people retire and just sit back, but Robert had a purpose, and he wanted to continue serving. So Robert comes to the hospital, and I'm kind of observing him, and he was very good with people. He is compassionate to listen and to support people and pray with patients. They're going through a difficult time, ministering to their loved ones, their family members. But the funny thing is, I'd be walking down the hall and I'd look, and there would be Robert, and he'd be chatting up with someone, and she might be the housekeeper. It might have been a doctor. It might have been a nurse. Oh, I said, Robert, who was that? Oh, that's so-and-so. I soon realized that Robert had this natural ability to connect with people. And he used that God-given ability to connect and to minister and to share. Now, it didn't mean if he was talking to a maintenance person, talking to a housekeeper, or talking to a physician. He spoke to everyone with respect and compassion and listening to their needs and praying for them. So Robert, first of all, had purpose. Secondly, he came to this ministry with passion. He was very passionate about what he did. He took time to listen. He took time to minister with God's word, to listen, to share. And people knew that he was genuine. People pick up on that pretty quickly. And he was a genuine person who truly cared. So he had purpose. He had passion. But he did this for many years. He was very persistent and consistent. He came. I gave him his list. He ministered. He made friends in the hospital. He ministered to patients, their families, and then the staff. It was like his congregation. He often spoke about his loving wife. He spoke about his family. And you could tell this man, he loved God. He loved his church. He loved serving. He talked about being a deacon often. But he really, truly loved his family. And so thank you so much for letting me be just a small part of the service today, because Robert touched my lives, and I wanted to remind you that he touched the lives of many people through Cobb Hospital, because he was open and he was called by God, and he found a place to serve, and he did it very well. So I thank you for Robert. I thank you for his memory. I'll always consider him a friend. And once you meet Robert, you kind of never forget him, right? That was Robert. So God bless you, family. Thank you for letting me be here today. And my prayers and my thoughts are with you. And from his family at Cobb Hospital, we send our sympathies. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. As we say, we're taking the time for reflection. Hallelujah. If you have something to say, hallelujah. Let us, hallelujah, come forth.
Afternoon, family and friends. Most of you know here that I'm Robert Stewart's brother, and on the heels of the gentleman that just spoke, I'm going to make my comments very brief, but it's right on the heels of the gentleman. Many a times, Robert and I had these deep conversations about his visitations at the hospital, and one of the things that Robert drilled down on that was really impressive to me was that not only his love for people, but his love for the Lord, his love for the gospel. And how on the phone he would tell me, Conrad, if I did nothing else, I wanted to make sure that those people, the hands that I held before they took their last breath, before they went into surgery, before they took a shot, I wanted them to know, do you know that you know that you know that you're going to be in heaven? Not because you signed a card, not because you walked down the aisle, not because you raised your hand, but that you had a full-blown out love relationship with the lover of your soul, Jesus Christ. Those are the kind of conversations that my brother and I had. That's what I lock on to. And that's what I hope that I am hoping and praying that God the Holy Spirit is stirring something up in this building right now so that when you leave this place, you don't leave the same way you came in, that you would leave changed, not by what I said, but there's this stirring going on up inside of you that the Holy Spirit, you just know that there's something that you need to do, and that is put your faith and hope in the lover of your soul, Jesus Christ. He's the only way. He is the way. He's the truth and the light. And you want to know, like Robert, someone the pastor just said a few minutes ago, Robert was ready. How did he know he was ready? Because he had put his faith and trust in Jesus Christ, not only as a ticket to heaven, but as his Savior and his Lord. So we have a responsibility on this side of heaven as long as we on this side of heaven, we want to live a life that's so attractive that the outside world would say, what makes you different? What makes you different? Now, that's a prime opportunity to share the gospel, and that's what my brother did when he was walking those aisles, those hallways in that hospital. So I didn't want to come up here. I know you all have stories that you want to tell. I'm not taking away from any of those stories. I just know the conversations that my brother and I had and what was really, really deep in his heart and that he wanted to let people know. You want to see me again? You really want to see me again? You want to spend eternity with the lover of your soul? Put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Thank you very much.
Amen. Amen. Well, I want to stay with the program. Hallelujah. We want to ask, hallelujah, Deacon Russell Bond, hallelujah. And after him, hallelujah, we'll have Deacon John Dillard. Amen. Hallelujah.
Good afternoon to my pastor, Pastor Steed, and all the clergies, all the mothers, deacons and deaconesses, and to you, my brothers, sisters in Christ, and especially to Sister Stewart and her family. I loved Deacon Stewart, and I just thank you for being so kind to me as well, and my wife too, and family. You and your daughter and your son, and it just been showed a lot of love to us as well. I just want to tell you thank you while it's still day. Amen. And when I thought about Deacon Stewart, I met him back in 2007 when I joined the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church. And through the years, I became to know Deacon Stewart. And one thing about him, he was always showed love. And I hear love every time somebody get up. They talk about love. That's how Deacon Stewart was. He never changed up until the day he passed. He just, when he come up to me, how you doing, Deke? I love you, brother. He hug you, shake your hand. He might even kiss you sometime. Man or woman. I said, wait, you know, but it's the Bible, it's a scripture in the Bible talking about a holy kiss. So I looked at it like that. So he was a straight up man, though. But that's how he was. He just, a kind, gentle man, a man that would just do anything for you. It was a time, and we need that, and the churches need that today, and everywhere we go to show love, gentle, and kindness wherever we go. It used to be a time, now because of this COVID-19 and all this other monkey pop stuff, Pastor Steve would have everybody stand up and greet one another. And give each other a hug and a kiss, and that just blessed a lot of people's heart. And that's what Deacon Stewart always did in his life, was just bless people with his smile. And I just knew there's something special about him. And one of the scriptures reminded me about Deacon Stewart was St. John chapter 15 and 12, where God said that to love everyone that I wrote it down. This is a commandment. It says that you love one another just as I love you. And we know that that's how we're supposed to love. And Deacon Stewart loved us all. He loved one another. He was a good example for us as treating people. And he had that agape love. I mean, the philos love. God has the agape love. That's the brotherly love, that friendship love, that person that would have... person was crossing the street, Deacon Stewart would be the one that stopped and helped him across the street. That's just the type of person he was. And I love that about his character. He was a good example for me, too, as well. And I had the opportunity and was just blessed to work with him just a few years ago on the Benevolence Committee. And that was a place where we still have it today at New Hope, where we help people in need, people in the community, and Deacon Stewart, it was just a blessing to work with him. We did everything in prayer, and he had a lot of wisdom and knowledge, because we had to make a lot of decisions with people. It's not easy to tell people yes or no sometimes, but most of the time it was a yes in helping people out, but you had to be wise and working and helping people out, because there's so many people out there trying to deceive the church. So he was just wonderful to work with on the mental health committee. I know one time it was raining. We had a meeting. It was raining outside, and someone pulled up, and it was raining, and then the window was broke on the car or something like that. And Deacon Stewart, I don't know where he found it, but he went inside and found some duct tape, I guess a plastic paper bag, and he fixed that window on the car just good enough where it just wouldn't leak. That's just it's just in him to help people out, and that's just how Deacon Stewart was. And his works just went in inside the church either as well. When the minister mentioned that, he mentioned lots of folks at Wellstar Hospital out there in Cobb County. And one of the patients he happened to minister to was at the time when my wife's mother was alive, was she came home and said, "Guess who come by and visit me?" I said, "It's Deacon Stewart." I said, "Deacon," said he. We had a wonderful conversation. He prayed for me and prayed for me, and I just felt so well. I said, then I turned around and I prayed for him, and gave him. And she was in the 80s then, so it was just a joy to know and to spend time with Deacon Stewart, and I just so thankful for him that he was a part of my life. Amen.
Hello, New Hope. Pastor Steed, all the clergy in the house, deacons, Stewart family. You know, I count it an honor and a privilege that you thought enough of little old me to said something about Deke, and you know, you start trying to think of what I'm gonna say, and it might sound easy, but a lot of times, you know, just trying to think of something to say about, you know, a man like Deacon Stewart, it ain't as easy as it seems. But somebody that I truly love, called it an honor to be able to say, "That's my friend, that's my brother." I first met Deacon Stewart, I kind of like Deacon Davis said earlier, I met him when I joined New Hope, and when I started going through deacon's training, you know, you're already scared, you looking at these guys and just want to know how you're going to measure up. But Deacon Stewart was one to just, you know, like he said, take you under his arm, just offer those words of encouragement, and if you mess up, he's going to let you know you messed up. But did it in a loving way that, you know, I messed up, but next time we're going to do it right. And he didn't have a problem letting us know that. You know, we can stand here all day. I could say, you know, kind of repeat everything everybody else said, but we know what kind of man he was. Just he loved God. He just loved. And Deacon Vaughn said something about that little kiss on the jaw. And the first time that happened to me, you stand back and look like, I wasn't raised like that. But that was just the man he was. But I'm going to be obedient they said 2 minutes, so I'm going to try to be obedient. But I'm going to try to do a verse of this song. Wasn't gonna do it, but it's just been on my heart. So we're gonna try it anyway. Though the storms keep on raging in my life, and sometimes it's hard to tell the night from day, still that hope that lies within is reassured as I keep my eyes upon the distant shore, I know he'll lead me safely to that blessed place he has prepared. But if the storms don't cease, and if the winds keep on blowing in my life, my soul has been anchored in the Lord. I'm not going to try to do the whole thing, but I just want to say to the family that, you know, even though he's gone physically, Deke's not gone. As long as we keep him in our hearts, keep him in our minds, you know, through his loving wife, through the family, his daughter, his grandson, his brother, just his family. As long as we keep him in our hearts, he's going to be here with us forever. And as long as we stay rooted and grounded in God and just stay anchored, you know, like he said, it's not goodbye. I'll see you later. We will see him again. Amen.
And hallelujah. We want to at this time, hallelujah, have the family of Jacqueline Payton, hallelujah, Patton, amen, hallelujah, as you come forth, hallelujah. Remember, we want to give time for Pastor Sneed to come and give his reflection, amen.
Good morning, everyone. New Hope family, Stewart family. I think everyone has said almost everything they could about Robert. Carrie and I, we've known Robert, whole family, over 40 years. Tony, you and DeJuan were just little boys. And Robert, he was always a gentleman. Always a gentleman. And every time you saw Robert, he gave you the expression that he was overjoyed to see you. He gave you that one-on-one attention. He listened to you. And I've known Robert over 40 years, and I've never heard him call me Jackie. He's always said Jack Mo. Here's Jack Mo. Look who's here. Jack Mo is here. And Carrie, you often said, I just saw Robert sometime going to work. He said, I like that old Robert. And Robert was a good man. He loved his family. He always had positive things to say. And Rhonda, he was so proud of you. He was so proud of you, and I'm proud of you. You stood the test, and you've been a good daughter. You've been strong for your family, and your daddy was proud of you. And little Emmanuel. You have been blessed not just to have one daddy. You had two daddies, a granddaddy that treated you like a daddy and raised you up to be a good little gentleman. And your granddaddy was a good man and a kind man. And you always be kind to others like he was. And you know Robert loved you. He prepared you for this, and you can handle this. You got this. You got a future ahead of you that you can handle with God's grace. And Tony, you're the man now. You're the head of the household. So everybody needs you, but Robert prepared you. So everything is going to be okay. And Robert always spoke kindly of his upbringing with his family. So with Robert, we always have fond memories, good memories. And he loves you all, and we love Robert. Thank you.
Amen. At this time, we will have a selection coming from Brian Marshall. Amen, Brother Brian. Amen. You're in for a treat. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
I have the pleasure of knowing Deke since I was a teenager and spent time at the house. Most of my close friends, my closest friends, their parents become mine. And I'm not just a friend, I become son. And that's what he called me. See, he say son. Always the same every time I seen him. Always, like everybody says, always a hug. Always a smile. I never got a kiss, but always a hug and a smile and a good handshake. And I always got the feeling he was happy to see me every time I saw him. And I never saw him not smiling or not happy. And I think he would say today, you know, life has its ups and downs, but he would not complain about a thing. He's blessed with a beautiful family. And, you know, you look back over your life and you look at your final moments and you say, I've had some good days and I've had some bad days, but I will not complain. Amen. I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days and some lonely nights. But when I look around and I think things over, all of my good days outweigh my bad days, and I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low, I can hardly see the road. I've asked the question, Lord, why so much pain? But he knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see. So I'll just say thank you, Lord. 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 I won't complain. God has been so good to me. He's been so good to me. More than this whole world or you could ever be. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good to me. He's dried every one of my tears away. My midnight's in today. Hey, so instead of complaining, I learn how to lift up both hands, look up toward heaven, and tell him, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He's been so good. He's been so good to me. One of my tears away. Turn my
midnight shift today. So instead of complaining, I learned how to lift up both hands, look up toward heaven and tell him, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bills might be due, but thank you, Lord. Body might be sick and racking, but pain, but thank you, Lord. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good. Come on, y'all. He's been so good. Tears away. Turn my midnight sin today. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord.
Can we tell him thank you in here? Thank you, Lord.
I'll just say, thank you, Lord. So I'll just say,
come on, y'all. Thank God for Deke.
I'll just say, thank you, Lord.
Come on, if you thank God for him today, put those hands together. Let's give him some praise up in here. Come on, let's pray. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise God like we know God is good. Praise God like you know Deke was good.
Hallelujah. He's been so good to me. So I'll just say, thank you. So I'll just say, thank you. So I'll just say, thank you. And I won't complain.
Come on, bless the Lord up in here. All right, bless the Lord up here. I love you, Mama. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I won't complain. Hallelujah, hallelujah. At this time, hallelujah. I want to thank God for the gift of health. And that help being Robert Ivory Stewart Singer. So we get a Lord a hand praise as you read this obituary. Hallelujah. Silently. Thank God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. At this time, New Hope Missionary Baptist Church would like to bring forth their resolution.
Let the church say amen. Amen. It's a wonderful day today to celebrate the life of Deacon Robert Stewart. To Pastor Steve, Elder Jones, other ministers on the roster, particularly to Dignus Ann Stewart and family. The resolution, God in his infinite wisdom has seen fit to move from our midst, our beloved Deacon Robert Stewart, by means of death on Sunday, September 11th, 2022. He has lovingly fulfill his tenure of obligation on these mundane shores on Sunday, September 11, 2022. As is written in 2 Timothy 4 and 7, he fought a good fight. He finished his blessings to family, church, and community. 2 Corinthians 5:8, according to the Apostle Paul, gives us the confidence that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. We acknowledge that Deacon Robert Stewart is now resting in the presence of God. We who remain and follow Christ will see him again. We conclude that Deacon Robert Stewart is free from the bondage and frustrations of this world. We believe he heard the voice of God say, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant, that has been faithful over a few sufferings, pain, trials, and tribulations. Come and be at rest." Humbly submitted, New Hope Missionary Baptist Church, the Reverend Dr. Ralph Steve, your pastor.
Amen. Hallelujah. And as we, hallelujah, say thank God for sending us Deacon Robert Stewart.
Amen.
Amen. At this time, hallelujah, as we prepare for our eulogy coming from the Reverend Dr. Ralph Sneed, would you say amen with me? Amen. Amen. Pastor Sneed.
By and by, when the morning comes, all the saints are gone together. Tell the story how we overcome. We love them, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, church, it's by and by. Oh, when the morning comes, yeah, Lordy, when all of God's children, they're gone. One of these days we'll tell a story for how we made church feel understanding better. Just look over at your neighbor and say, "Don't worry about a thing. It will be by and by." Oh, when the morning. The saints are, they're gone. One of these days we'll tell a story. Church will end there. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this privilege, for this time to speak a word of life of a young man that done great things through your divine instructions. We thank you for him right now. Thank you for his family, for his children. Thank you, Lord, for allowing him to come and share his life with us while he journeyed on this earth. Now, Lord, he's in your hands, and we accept that fact that you were his creator. You were the author
and finisher of his faith. And so, Lord, he belonged to you. And so we give him back to you now. And we'll just say grateful, amen, for all the time that he spent with us. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. We give all honor, praises to our Heavenly Father, to our presiding officer. Amen. We thank God for the privilege and opportunity to say a word for Deacon Robert Stewart, one that was a faithful member here at New Hope. Amen. And there wasn't a time that he wasn't willing to give all that he had to help somebody else. Truly, you could say that he did help somebody as he passed along this way. So Timothy says, 2 Timothy 4, 6-8, "For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time has come for my departure. I have fought a good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only me," here's the good news, "but also to all who have longed for his appearance." Praise God. Thank you so much. You might be seated in the presence of the Lord. Thank you, ushers. Amen. We come today because a loved one has received his wings and flown away to be at rest. Deacon Stewart fought a good fight, and he finished his course, and now is ready to receive his reward. We came here looking for encouragement, seeking hope, desiring to be motivated to a greater thing in the Lord. We came here looking for help in a world that is so filled with hopelessness, so much discouragement and defeat. But I heard a song by Simon and Garfunkel, "Like a Bridge Over Troubled Water." I believe it was taken from this verse, Psalm 55:6. And I said, "Oh, that I had wings like a dove, I would fly away and be at rest." I wonder today, have you ever wished you had the wings of a dove to fly away from whatever is going on in your life? Even the strongest a person can face circumstances that pushes them beyond their breaking point. Some people looking at their life cannot see good down the road that leads to feeling of hopelessness and a strong desire to run from circumstances they cannot run from. And all of us at one time or another have wanted to do that. We wanted to just fly away from a set of circumstances, to fly away from state of mind, to fly away from turmoil. What if you can't fly away? Then what? There are some things you can't fly away from. Inward grief, the pain of a loss. Usually you cannot fly away from loneliness because being without people doesn't cure loneliness. You can be lonely even in a crowd. It is called suitability. You can be around a whole lot of people, but if they are not suitable, you are still lonely. You can't fly away from situations in your life that causes you to grieve. Some work situation, some financial situation, some family situation, some physical illness situation, even magically you were able, amen, to grow wings. A dove wings cannot outfly slander. Dove wing cannot outfly lying tongues. Dove wings cannot outfly heartbreak. What happens when people got boxed in with no visible of relief? Brothers and sisters, I hear Paul saying it is departure time. I hear Stuart saying, my assignment is over now. Almost without fail, my family sets apart departure time. I see in the midst of what we're dealing with right now is that Stuart had to depart. Amen. It was a time for him to leave. Amen. You know how it is when you depart, when you go on a trip, when you go on vacation. Sometimes it can be a problem. The plane might be delayed. Sometimes they even cancel the flight. But I stop by to let you know that we are living in a time right now, amen, that there are so many things to accomplish before we leave this earth. Errands needs to be run. Bills need to be paid. Travel supplies must be purchased. And it's almost, brothers and sisters, to be done before we travel. If we are flying, the airline prepares for time of departure. As a result, departure time, a man sneaks up on us. And here, before we are completely prepared, we are departing. Much like our Deacon Stuart, the Apostle Paul saw his departure time approaching. He told his friends and associates, Timothy, that he was ready to go. I heard somebody said that Stuart was ready to go. Yeah, he had finished his assignment. The time had come for his departure. How could someone so calmly face the end of his life on earth? Paul's confidence was rooted in both the past and the future, and what he had accomplished with this life and what was coming in the next. That knowledge gave him peace, gave him comfort to move ahead to depart. I believe Deacon Stuart was the same way. He had put his time in down here. He had worked faithfully to help other people. He had given up himself in order that others might have life. It's my belief that some of us, that same confidence belonged to Deacon Stuart as he approached his own departure. While we never completely prepared to say farewell to a friend and family in this life, we can find a measure of peace in knowing we are faithful, complete our journey, and have a future ahead of us. There come a time when we will hear the Lord say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Come on up high now. I'm going to make you rulers over many. Paul made three statements of fact. I have fought the good fight. Ephesians 6, 10, and 13 tells us that we are engaged in a spiritual battle as believers in Christ Jesus. However, our call is not to win the battle, but as a soldier to fight in the battle. 2 Chronicles 20, 15 to 17, verse 15 lets us know, for the battle is not yours, but it is God. Deacon Stuart heard these words and he fought the good fight. I have finished the race, Paul says. What was Paul really saying? Amen. In Acts 20, 24, he says, however, I consider my life worth nothing to me if only I might finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me. The task of testifying to the gospel of God's grace. Paul stated on a course when others went their own way. God laid out for him a course that he followed to do the master's will. He had a race that he had to run. Stuart had a race that he had to run. Some folks might not understand why he did what he did. In the midnight hour, sometimes he was sharing the word with somebody. He was there in the hospital with somebody. In all of this, somebody might wonder why he did what he did. But he understood that his mission was for Jesus. He came to work the works of him who had sent him. It is not for us to determine the course, but to run the race, to complete our assignment, to testify of the goodness of God. Even though I suffer sometimes, I suffer, but not I, but him that is in me. Amen. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. I have kept the faith. 1 Corinthians 4 and 2, now it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful. According to Paul's own words, he would be judged according to his faithfulness in everything that he did. Amen, he couldn't give no excuses because he recognized the fact he wasn't working for himself, but he was working for Jesus Christ. There is no excuse for us not to do the master's will. He woke you up this morning. He put food on your table, shelter over your head, shoes on your feet, gave your legs to walk. You have no excuse not to do the master's will. Stuart did the master's will. With these things in mind, yeah, Paul had the assurance about what was to come. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on, yeah, that day. As a young man, I look forward, amen, to approval from my Father, whether it was for a high test score or my performance on the basketball court. There still isn't anything much better than hearing your dad say, good job. Paul was looking ahead to the same sort of a moment, only to hear the Father say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. I'm sure Stuart heard those words a few days ago. Yes, your time is up now, and your life is in my hand. And because you've done a good work, I hear him saying there in Revelations 14 and 13, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, he said, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, say the Spirit, that they might rest from their labor and their works, yeah, do follow them. I got news for you. Stuart might physically be gone, but his works will follow them, because there's a flower that he has planted in his wife and in his children and in the grandchildren. And so those flowers will sprout up in the morning to put a smile on somebody's face, a kind word to give somebody some joy, because Stuart came this way. Somebody will be blessed with the spirit of hope. because of the word that Stuart put in them. Somebody will be lifted because of the song that Stuart's put in them. Do I have a witness here today? I come by to tell you, he might be physically gone, but his spirit will live on. Somebody in here will tell the glad story how Stuart helped somebody as he passed this way. Do I have a witness here today? There's no doubt Stuart could tell us one thing right now. If he would be taken advantage of the promises of these verses, he rejoiced in heaven, fully restored in his mind. There'll be no more doctors, be no more nurses, be no more pain, be no more aggravation, be no more midnights, because over there, he'll be there where the sun is, the S-O-N. There'll be light, and I heard the word of God says, I wipe all tears from your eyes. Don't worry, Sister Stuart. God got you in his hands. Weeping may endure for a night. Oh, joy. Somebody say joy. Coming in the morning. Ain't you glad that you know Jesus and he know you? He knows your name. He knows every hair that's on your head. Ain't you glad that you got a destiny? That when this world, when this house of tabernacle have dissolved, you've got another building, not made by hand, but made by God, eternal in glory. Ain't you glad that some glad morning he gonna tell Gabriel, put 1 foot on the land and 1 foot on the sea. He gonna tell him to blow that trumpet so loud that the dead in Christ gonna get up from the grave. We'll meet him in the air. I heard somebody said some glad morning when this life is over. He gonna give me 2 wings to bear my feet, 2 wings to bear my face, 2 wings to fly away, to be at rest. I'm so glad Stuart got his wings to fly away. Yeah. Departure time. We thank God for such a man that came our way. And if you knew Stuart, I'm sure you could testify with me. He blessed your life. For whoever he came in contact with, amen, he was a blessing. And so for that, we bless the Lord for Deacon Robert Stuart. Come on, let's praise God for him today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. The Spirit is high and above us this hour. At this time, hallelujah, we have the acknowledgement from Dream Pastor's funeral home. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, church. Praise the Lord, church. Amen. Come on, put your hands together for our God. Truly, truly, we honor the life and legacy of Deacon Stuart. We give honor to Pastor Steed and all of these auspicious preachers of the gospel. We thank God. But I can imagine in my mind on 9/11, 2022 that Deacon Stewart, when he got ready to take flight, something must have preceded his thought as he was embraced into the arms of our God. If I could imagine that, I believe it would be something like this.
To trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise. Just to know what saith the Lord.
Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove, oh, how I prove him, oh. Precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Oh, for grace to trust him more. Oh, for grace to trust. On behalf of Deacon Dwayne Green and the staff of Greener Pastures, if we've been able to do anything, and I mean anything at all, to lighten the load of you, the family, we have accomplished our mission. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Once again, we thank God for the celebration of this life that has been shared with us. As we get ready for the committal service, I want to thank Elder William Jones officiating, and amen, all of these ministers, clergies, amen, that are here with us. All clergies, please stand. Whether you're out there, please stand. All clergies, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Praise God for you. Praise God. Thank you for being here. Amen. Praise God. All right. At this time, we'll all please stand except for the family. All please stand except for the family. Again, we thank Greener Pasture for such wonderful service and the family time of need. Amen. For as much as has pleased the Almighty God in his wise providence to take out of this world the soul of this our beloved brother, Deacon Robert Stewart, we therefore commit his body to the ground. Earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, looking for the resurrection at the last day and the life of the world to come through our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose coming to judge the world, the earth and the sea shall give up their dead. The bodies of those who sleep in him shall be changed and be made like his glorious body, according to that power by which he is able to subdue all things unto himself. Man, let us pray. Almighty God, we gather today to lay to rest the body of this our beloved brother, friend, husband, father, grandfather, and friend. We so remember all the things that he shared with us. And so, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We pray that you would just surround his family with your love, with your comfort. Please give them strength that as they go from day to day, that they might remember all the good things that Deacon Robert Stewart has done and share them with other people in their lives. And hopefully that will bring some sunshine to them, that they might be able to overcome the loss in their lives. Bless them now and keep them in your care. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sweet commune of his Holy Spirit, rest, root, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. Let every heart say, Amen, Amen, Amen.